Yves Roble has managed the European-owned bottling plant, Naturalist, for the past year. He says the company's $1 million investment to bottle spring water has not yielded profits. Plans to expand to bottled wine and fruit juices are on hold. He says the plant operates at only about 30% of its capacity.
Un meilleur problème pour investissement para crear una industria aquí.
Hope says the biggest expense and problem is electricity. The state electricity company still uses decades-old Portuguese colonial-era equipment that fails to provide even half of the country's energy needs. Hope says his company's generator uses 200 liters of costly oil per day, which means thousands of dollars less per month in profits. The government is pursuing investments that may boost energy services in the next few years, including a regional hydroelectric project with Gambia, Guinea, and Senegal. Robe says this may not be enough for his company's investors. He says they are giving his Bissau plant 5 years to improve profits. Hope also says government inspectors can visit his company at any moment, enforcing certain rules, such as the temperature at which it is supposed to store bottles. He says it is difficult to maintain that temperature because of energy problems. By paying the inspector, he says, the company is allowed to continue production. But Hope says within months, the inspector changes and the company must pay again. The government has appealed to investors for help in building processing factories that can turn the country's natural wealth, including wood from its forests and fish, fruit, and cashews, into local revenue. The country's main export is cashews that are sold mainly to companies in India and Brazil, which process the nuts to earn much higher profits than the growers in Guinea-Bissau. Romain Botard, an aid worker in Bissau who works with civil society groups, says cashew processing could be profitable in Guinea-Bissau if it were not for the taxes, delays, and general headaches entrepreneurs face.
For an entrepreneur to start up a business here, he really has to be an adventurer. There's quite a bit of equipment involved. You need to dry it, you need to grill it, you need to break the outside, you need to break it just right so that the nut at the end looks good and you feel like eating it. You need to get a machine. If you wanted to get some of these machines, it would take you months to get them out of the port. Makes it very difficult for anybody with good ideas to implement them.
Botard says the capital's port does not operate regularly, adding another hurdle to any would-be entrepreneur. According to the U.S.-based Heritage Foundation, starting a business in Guinea-Bissau takes more than five times the world average of 43 days. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Bissau.